As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Earners, what's going on? If you're looking for an adventure with the family, NerdWallet can help you take the first step towards making your dream a reality. Start earning points toward a much-deserved trip by using NerdWallet to compare and find credit cards that pack big travel rewards. Because why not turn everyday purchases into an unforgettable experience? And maybe that vacation made you realize you're ready for a place with a bit more space. NerdWallet can help you compare rates to find the smartest mortgage lender for you. And now that you're feeling settled in your new home, wouldn't it be nice to spend less time watching your investments and more time with family? NerdWallet can help you compare and find financial advisors to take the lead on expanding your portfolio while you take the lead on fort building. Whatever you're dreaming of, NerdWallet makes it easy to compare the smartest financial products side by side. Compare and find the smartest financial products for you on NerdWallet. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539. NerdWallet is not an investment advisor nor an investment broker. Information is for educational purposes only.
What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? I hope all is well. Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson, broker extraordinaire, license number 317576. Welcome to the Rants and Gems show, you guys.
Look, we are live, live. I'm in New York. Kiana's in Wakanda.
ATL, show me. ATL,
peace up, ATL down, you know what I'm saying? So look, we out here, it's Black History Month. Yes. So we got an amazing episode for you guys. First of all, thank you guys for tuning in every single week, every single Wednesday. We see the reviews, we see the comments. Yes. We appreciate you guys so much. And thank you guys for your support.
Absolutely. We couldn't do this without you. And we see that you guys are enjoying the rants and the gems that you're getting from our podcast. We see a lot of people commenting on our social media page. Shout out to our new social media manager for getting things popping with the reels.
Oh, yeah. Look, shout out to our social media manager. Our TikTok is exploding.
Yes.
So follow us on all social media, IG Rants and Gems, TikTok Rants and Gems. We got a Twitter coming. We got so much exciting news, but we got a really some really exciting news first before we get started with today's episode. Right, Kiana?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. I think you need to lead us into it because the people been waiting for this.
The people definitely been waiting for this. So, look, we've been a lot of y'all been asking, if you're familiar with the show and if you've really been with us since the beginning, you know we were doing live experiences and we had studio audience. It was more like a talk show almost. You know, the live experience, it was catered. We had unlimited wine, studio audience, paparazzi. Shout out to the paparazzi. And it was just a whole vibe. It was more like a masterclass or a conference more than a podcast shoot. So what we decided to do, and a lot of those folks who came to the live experience is always asking us, yo, when can we come back? So what we decided to do was start our own private community for Rancid Gems, because a lot of you have been asking us to do a Patreon and things of that nature. So we've been looking into it. So we decided to not do a Patreon, but to do our own community hosted on Mighty Networks. So that way, the Rancid Gems Gym Droppers community, right? We're calling this the Gym Droppers community.
I don't think you're doing it right, Matt. I don't think you're doing it right. Let me.
I'm doing a disservice right now. Hold on.
Listen, you're doing a disservice to this community. Okay, let me start off.
Talk to them, Queen.
I now introduce to you guys the Gym Droppers community, hosted by Rancid Gems, Kiana Watson, and MG the Mortgage Guy themselves. In this community, you're going to have access to so much that we have learned. Have you ever listened to one of our online podcasts and wondered, wow, I would love to just sit in the room or ask that person some questions? Well, we have virtual rooms for you. We're going to bring in some people that have done some amazing podcasts with us, and they're going to do Q&As with our community. Exclusive. So if you are a certified gym dropper, I need you to drop some comments, and I need you to think about how amazing this community is going to be.
Yeah, so look, so many benefits with joining our private community. You're going to get weekly live Q&A with guests from the past episodes and current episodes. Every single week, we're going to have a Q&A session. We're going to have access to private networking events, and it's going to be strictly for the community. We're going to have discounts on tickets for the Rancid Gems Live Experience Tour. All right. We're going to give you guys resources, plenty of resources, from books to whatever it is that you need to achieve your real estate goals, all going to be within inside the community. Mm-hmm. This is what I really like. We're going to give you guys exclusive behind the scenes content. So now we have a good time, y'all. Like, I know y'all follow me. You follow Kiana. You know we a whole vibe, right?
Big time vibe.
So there's so much behind the scenes, especially when we have guests that we don't show y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you're part of the gym dropping community, now we got hot mics going. We got cameras rolling, paparazzi. Yes. We're going to start now putting all that behind the scenes content, right? Those bonus gyms in the private community. And we're going to give everybody who's a gym dropper access to all episodes early, right? So we release every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're part of the gym dropping community, you are going to be able to get that weekly episode probably Tuesday, maybe Monday night, as part of the gym dropping community.
Oh, that's lit.
It's super lit and it's super affordable. It's $34 a month to join the gym dropping community. This is actually worth probably $1,000 a month because we give so much information and so much game. But what I'm really excited to announce as part of our first, like, how you pronounce that word, inauguration of the gym dropping community.
Yes.
We're going to be doing a special Rancid Gym live experience. Now, when we go on tour, the tour is going to cost you money, right? But if you're part of the gym dropping community, you're going to get a discount. But for the very first Rancid Gym's live experience, we're going to make sure that it's free for all our gym droppers community. Ooh. And we're going to host it March 5th in New York at a secret location. All right. March 5th, secret location in New York will be the first Rancid Gym's live experience. And we're going to have three special guests. Catered food, you know how we give it up, unlimited wine, and a whole vibe, all right? So if you want to be a part of the Certified Gym Dropper community, click the link in the comments. It's going to be pinned. Click it. Join today. We want to see you guys on the other side, and I'm super excited to have this community, Kiana.
Me too. I feel like we learned so much just even myself, from interviewing all of our guest speakers on the podcast, from you and I sharing our experiences, now we can have a community where they can follow the journey of our investments. We can talk about it in more detail. You know, you can listen to an entire podcast of someone that buys multifamily. So now I'm about to go buy a multifamily home. I can't share it with you because it's only going to be shared with the gym droppers. But when I do that, I'm going to take you guys on that journey so you can see we don't just teach this. We also are a part of it, and we're also executing.
Absolutely. So, you know, we can go live within the community. So we're definitely going to go in there live from time to time, give y'all some bonus gems. When we out here moving and shaking through these real estate streets, we're going to tap in our certified gem droppers just to give y'all a little bit more access and information. So that way we can help you guys achieve your real estate goals at a high level, because we ain't got no choice. We ain't doing this for our health. We need you guys to go out here and buy some real estate.
Agreed.
So look, let's talk about today's topic. I know we was a little bit behind schedule today, but it's all good. We got some great information for y'all. So today's topic is we're discussing Black homeownership in America, right? It is Black History Month. And Kiana and I both are ownership advocates. We don't care if you're buying your primary residence, an investment property, you know, a vacation home. We don't really care. A tiny home, a commercial property. We don't care. Just own some ish, like Aisha Seldon says, right? And that's what we're all about. But I think a lot of you listen to a lot of internet people and you don't want to buy real estate. You want to wait or you want to rent. And that's your prerogative. But I think you guys got to really understand the history of ownership in America and the trials and tribulations that our people went through to even be in a position where today we can buy homes freely with no problem. It wasn't always like that. Right, Kiana?
No, I agree. It was not.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla heavy-duty construction adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Always like that. We can't discount the power of the fact that we have the ability to purchase real estate, not as minorities, you know, at a time we weren't able to. And just really think about that. We're in Black History Month, right? This is the month of February. I feel like Black History Month should be every month. But when we think about our history and the history of home ownership, it wasn't that long ago that we were unable to, as realtors, even practice real estate as and be a part of the Board of Realtors. Beyond that, it wasn't too long ago where we were getting redlined and we were unable to buy property. And it's important that we highlight those obstacles and those challenges and then go from there where we can start continue to bridge the gap, right? We need to 100%. Bridge the gap. And I want to share some data with you guys, if I will. And so if you can think about it, new research from the Urban Institute says that we have not moved the needle at all when it comes to Black home ownership in the last 40 years.
Correct.
So while we see so many people celebrating home ownership, there is still a huge group of people that are unable to or don't have the education or the resources to buy a home. And we need to, like, our focus needs to be on making sure that we close the wealth gap by advocating for home ownership, educating about the importance of home ownership in different ways to achieve it.
No, I agree with that, man. And I think, you know, we got to take it back, you know, to the 1930s of when all this redlining and everything started. And just to kind of give you guys the lay of the land, right? If you're not familiar with redlining, matter of fact, Tukes, let's put up the map of redlining. Let's show you guys what redlining look and just listen to what I'm about to say right now, right? So in the 1930s, the FHA, so in the Great Depression, let's start here. Great Depression of the 1920s, early 1930s delivered a real punch to Americans, right? Everybody was getting out of work. The American average income slumped to less than half of what it had been for the past few years. And more than a million Americans have faced foreclosures on their home, right? So at the time, Franklin D. Roosevelt was the president. And he established a couple programs out there to stimulate the economy. And one of those programs was the Federal Housing Administration, right? Now, the Federal Housing Administration, aka FHA, was born. And one of the main things of FHA is that FHA refused to insure houses for Black families or even insure homes for white families that were in neighborhoods that were close to the Black ones. So if you're looking at this photo right here of a map, this is an example of redlining. So everything that you guys are seeing on the screen right now is where FHA would not lend to folks. And if you were in that yellow, those were the quote unquote white neighborhoods. And if you were too close to those redlining areas, FHA would not even insure your mortgage. Go figure, right? Now, today we use FHA like it's the end-all, be-all, but in the 1930s, 40s, this was not the case. So if you can see this map right here, and if many of you haven't seen this before, this is what it looked like, right? So all of those people, Black areas, could not get affordable loans to buy houses, and it was really deemed only for white people. You can take it off the screen right now. So, and you know, it's kind of crazy when you really think about this shit.
Redlining happened, and you know, even today you can see small remnants of redlining still happening in our society. And I want to say that's because deep down, when you think about America, America knows that home matters, home ownership matters. And when you know that home is wealth and that home means family and that owning a home means freedom, what happens is certain people want to take that freedom from you. Mm-hmm. And we have to, as people, start recognizing that we need to focus on owning property and owning real estate because we won't make any more land, and stop thinking about, oh, you know, I want to rent. I want to live in the city. You know, you can buy a property in a location that you do not live in. Because when it comes to the data, you know, look at how many Black, out of white and Black households, when they own homes, researchers have found that the home ownership gap is huge. It's about 21 percentage points. And it has remained that constant throughout the entire 40-year period where we haven't moved the needle. I don't know about you all, but I'm disturbed by that statistic. And it brings us back to, we have the power. This podcast gives you the power. It gives you the tools and the resources to own property.
Facts. That is a fact. We're giving you all the resources. We're giving you the information. And like Kiana said, we haven't moved the needle at all, right? What our people have fought through from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, all the segregation, all the housing discrimination, let's talk about appraisals, racist, you know, at times also, all of these things, you know, our people fought through, they marched for, right? And now we take all of that stuff for granted. And it's pretty sad, you know, that we forget where we came from, because, you know, we live in a social media world. It's a microwave society that we live in. And people forget shit. You forget what you posted this morning, in all honesty, let alone something that happened 50, 60 years ago, right? So I think it's very important that, number one, we don't forget FHA, how that program came into the world and how it was introduced and what the law was. The law said it cannot insure Black people, right? Black people could not get FHA loans.
Absolutely, right? Not.
And that was the head start that white Americans had, but they still have it right now. And unfortunately, our people, you know, we were born up in generational poverty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where white America was growing up in that generational wealth because of this head start, and we were not able to catch up. Now we have these type of platforms like Earn Your Leisure, like Rants and Gems, and other things that are out there. There's really no excuse right now. You know, the home ownership rate 30, 40 years ago was about 40-something percent, 42% or something like that. Today, the Black home ownership rate is exactly the same thing, around 40 to 42%. It's absolutely ridiculous. In the past 5 years, from 2017 to 2021, Black homeowners across the U.S. remained the demographic in the United States with the lowest percentage of home ownership amongst the population. That don't make no damn sense to me. And we are the biggest spenders. It's documented that we are the biggest spenders in America. So what are we choosing to spend our money on? What are we really doing here?
Listen, and I don't know where that article is, and I want to find it, where it was talking about consumption and how we are huge spenders in the Black community and where our money is going to. And I was looking at a post from, I can't think of his name, but I think a lot of our money is going towards the drip. And what is the drip? It's the look, it's the watches, it's the jewelry, it's the cars, it's the flash. And while I am a huge advocate of both, let me tell you, I want the bag and I want the building. Okay?
Facts.
Okay? I want the title. I want everything. I want it all. I don't feel that I have to have one or the other. I can have titles and I can also have Gucci. You know?
Do I say that? Hold on. You can have titles and Gucci.
I can have titles and I can have Gucci. I can have an investment portfolio where I'm being responsible and I can choose to go off and spin a and blow a bag and do something that I want to do to give myself enjoyment. I believe we can do it all, but it starts with being responsible first. And it starts with owning first, because when you own, it is historically proven that when you own, you actually are wealthier than someone that rents. So it does begin with home ownership, and we have to start dripping with, I own a house. I'm investing in my property by putting in home improvements. That should be the new brag. Let's brag about how you bought a house and you got equity. That's a real brag. Mm. You know, that's P. Like, somebody, remember, I was tripping about what P was.
Pushing P. I still don't know what P is.
When you buy a house and you have equity, you're pushing P. Okay. You see what I mean? Let's push P.
When we should say pushing E. You push your equity.
And this is like what we want to get excited about. Let's get back excited about home ownership. Somehow it just withered off to the wayside.
Yeah. And again, it's because of this get rich quick internet, social media phase that we are in, where people think, all right, you know what? Let me go put my money. Instead of me go buying a house, I can go put it in crypto. Right. But crypto is so volatile. And look, I'm a fan of all investment vehicles. And I understand why people don't want to buy real estate. But when you really understand the history of redlining, segregation, and everything that's happening, what our ancestors fought for us to write, you have to understand, like, it is your duty to own some shit in America.
Correct.
Like, our people didn't fight this hard. They didn't fight this hard for us to come this far, just to get this far. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to continue that fight. And look, a lot of people are making a lot of money right now, especially if you listen to Earn Your Leisure and Market Mondays. Hell, we all up in a stuck.
I need to say something right now. I'm going to need y'all.
Portfolio looking great.
Let me tell you, y'all need to stop saying I'm not an earner. The lies you tell. The investment portfolio I have, I'm going to need y'all to stop saying I'm not an earner. Shout out to EYL for making sure I'm back on the links. I'm getting all the Zoom links. You know, shout out to Ian and his willingness to help me with my portfolio. Thank you. Like, it's really a game changer being in a community of like-minded people that are ready to build wealth. And we finally got the article up. Let's talk about that real quick. Black spending power reaches a record $1.6 trillion, but our net worth falls. Our net worth declined by 14%. So while we are spending all of our money as consumers, you're not investing. And you know, have you ever heard of that quote? That quote, you either buy, like sell or be sold.
Correct.
When it comes to real estate, it's sell or be sold. You're either the seller, because the seller has the power, you own the property, or you're being sold because now you are the renter. You're being sold a dream and you're paying off somebody else's mortgage so they can build equity, so they can build wealth. Let's talk about that.
Look, I agree, man. You know, you have to look, investing is very key. I know somebody was in the comments like, yo, but crypto is the way, could lead the way to home ownership. Yes, I agree with that. Any type of investment that you make into the stock market, options, crypto, all of these things just gives you the opportunity to flip your money and then you can pull your gains out and buy real estate. I know plenty of my clients who do that. And I'm not saying don't invest into those other avenues. I'm saying don't discount real estate, right? Real estate is one of the best investments that you can make for a long-term and generational wealth play, you know, and not saying those other vehicles are not. Don't discount it. We spend so much, but what we're talking about spending, the black consumer is spending so much money on foolishness. Like straight food. Like, I can't tell you how many brunches on a Sunday. I love a good brunch and love to eat myself. And maybe I'm
contradicting. Let's talk about our brunches now.
I'm contradicting myself a little bit too, because brother, no, you know, my dinner bills be somebody rent payment, right?
Let me tell you something. Matt and the Wagyu and the appetizers and bring more bottles. I can't wait to go to New York.
I'm a spender too, but I also own. So I have the right to spend whatever the hell I want to spend because I'm out here doing both.
Every week, Matt's at the closing table. Don't let him fool you, you guys. He don't like to talk about it.
I really don't.
Every week, Matt's at the closing table. He made me feel bad. I said, you know what? Let me call up. I ain't gonna tell y'all who I'm calling and what I'm gonna do. Y'all just gonna have to see it. But I'm getting me a multifamily by the end of March.
We help a lot of people. I'm closing personal deals, and I don't like to talk a lot because Bad Boys Moving Silence is what I like to go by. I tell Kiana that all the time. She's like, yo, post the numbers. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, because for me, it's not about the numbers.
It should matter. Like, even if it's not like the sales numbers, it should matter. Like, I help 200 families or 50 families. Like, I think it matters because people will continue to see, like, we think we don't want to share our numbers. I'll follow these real estate agents in LA. You know, they be like 1 billion sold. 1 billion. I follow a guy.
I follow the same guy too.
He sold 1 billion. They're not afraid. I think it's for us as Black people. We're like afraid to share our wins. Like, somehow showing that we're helping the community and doing a good job is shunned upon. Where other races, they be like 1 billion sold, 289 million sold, and nobody blinks an eye. I think that we're not doing it to brag or boast. You just don't know who you're inspiring. When Matt was here the other week, we went out after we filmed Rants and Gems, and he ran into someone, and they immediately said, wow, I'm just so inspired by you.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. See, when you're really sharing from a place of, I'm not sharing to brag or boast. I'm just sharing to show you guys what's possible. You're going to inspire a group of people that want to be lenders, a group of people that want to be, you know, real estate agents. And so it's important because no matter what, I hate to say it, we can run real hard. Our Black numbers matter because we do work harder. And I just don't know any Black person that can confidently say they sold $1 billion in real estate.
No, in 1 year. I mean, that is definitely that in 1 year. That is huge.
I saw that post. I said, Wow.
Gotta work harder.
Then he messaged me back. That's another reason I need to go to LA, because those agents are friendly. They want to meet me. I want to meet you back. How did you sell $1 billion?
Nah, it's real. And you know, for me, I like, you know, especially because of this topic that we're talking about today, I'm more so about telling you the information that's going to help you across your journey, right? And I don't want the glitz and glam of our business, you know, commission checks, you know, the lifestyle. I don't want people to get kind of blinded by that stuff. I want you to focus on the information, because, you know, I post closings from time to time and shit like
you
that.
You do. I'd be happy when I see your closings. A sprinkle.
But you know what? And I'll be honest with you. My team is getting on me. They're like, yo, Matt, post all these damn closings. Like, post them. I'm like, all right. Second quarter, I'll start posting them.
I think they love to see it, because you are transactional and you're not just teaching, you're doing. And I think it's important to put that out there. That's just my opinion, but y'all can put y'all opinion in the chat.
But it's important that education is our foundation in our community. And that's kind of why we do Rants and Gems, and we do everything that we're doing, because I think not only because of what happened in our past with all the laws and segregation and everything like that, that kind of held us back. But the education, I think, is the second most important thing that held us back. I know growing up, my family didn't know a damn thing about home ownership. We had no clue. God bless the dad. When my grandmother passed away, my family didn't know what to do. They sold the brownstone in Brooklyn and Bed-Stuy for pennies on the dollar because, you know, my family is drug dealers and crackheads, right? So it was an unfortunate situation. Now that house is $2+ million. And it's like, damn, we should have, could have, would have. Like, the information wasn't put out there at scale for our parents and our grandparents to really be able to come and teach us. And I think what we're doing as a collective in this financial literacy space is amazing, because we're able to now give the information out to our community. We can speak the same language as these folks. That way they can retain it, they can understand, and they can take actionable items to own some shit. Because 42% home ownership rate, that means 58% of us are renting.
And you know why 58% of us are renting? And I'm going to say this, and you know, I'm always advocating for you guys to choose a professional that you feel like is in alignment with your goals. But when you look at what we do as people, do you know that 1 in 3 Black people will get denied a loan based on their names, or just get denied in general? And oftentimes it has nothing to do with you being qualified for the loan. It has a lot to do with the person that packages your loan. And I think we don't think about that, because we have been trained to think white is right. And although this is Black history and we love everybody, that's not always true. So always make sure that someone's looking out for your best interest when you're getting these loans, and when you're talking about the home buying process and the experience of home buying, and someone that's going to walk you through it from the beginning to the end. The more you know, like, I think a lot of people have analysis paralysis because you're afraid of what you don't know, you know, but the more that you listen to this podcast, the more that you align yourself with other professionals in our industry that want to educate you, the faster it will be for you to pull the, you know, press the button and understand the importance of a home ownership and make a move. Run the play.
Run the play. But, you know, I'm glad you brought up packaging your loan and getting denied, right? Because there was a report that came out in 2020. It said nationwide, and this report was by HMDA, H-M-D-A, right? It said nationwide, 19.8% of Black home loan applicants were denied a mortgage in 2020. The highest among races, and much higher than the 10.7% of white applicants who were declined, right? And this was on data that was analyzed by Zillow, right? And a report by HMDA. That's absolutely ridiculous. Like, almost 20% of Black applicants in 2020 were declined a home loan, basically. And it could have been numerous of things, like you just mentioned, the way the loan was packaged up.
Yes.
You know, maybe they didn't have their documents in order. They didn't really understand the mortgage process, and they prematurely applied for a mortgage. So these numbers could be skewed. We don't really know exactly what's the reasons for all these declines. But this is why we do what me and Kiana do as transactional folks. We talk to you guys all the time about what documents you need, how to prepare, how to hire the right lenders, how to approach the bank. How, we talk about debt to income ratios all the time. We're trying to make this as easy as possible for you guys to go out there and to get approved for mortgages and buy real estate, because these numbers are just staggering to me.
And listen, we have to be more educated. Like, if you're looking at it from just a bigger picture, we would need to triple the amount of new Black homeowners every year for 20 years in order for us to get to 60% Black homeownership. You know what that means?
Repeat that again.
We would have to triple the amount of homeownership every single year for the next 20 years in order for us to get to 60% with Black homeownership.
Wow.
That is from MarketWatch. And that is a statistic. That is a fact. So you know what that means? We all have more work to do. Everybody should be talking about owning a home. If you have a cousin, a friend, a mom, a sister, a brother, anybody, a coworker, a colleague that does not own property, and you do, you should express to them the benefits of doing so, so we can get caught up. It's going to take us a long time.
Damn, we have to triple the amount of Black homeowners every year to reach 60%. Well, Kiana, we got a job to do.
Yes.
We got a job.
Roll up our sleeves.
You got realtors, loan officers. Yo, we have, especially Black realtors and loan officers, we have a job to do, man. We got a lot of work ahead of us. That's a big number to try to close this wealth gap in real estate, but we can do it. Right. Yes. We can do it if everybody is tapped in and going out there aggressively trying to buy real estate and being smart about it. Now, for the folks out there who are renting, we don't knock you for renting. You got to live somewhere. I'd rather you rent than be homeless. Right. And I'm never one to knock anyone from renting. Hell, I've rented in the past. We've all rented at some point in life. But what we're trying to tell you, if you're going to continue to rent, buy an investment property. Buy something. It could be a $50,000 house in Cleveland. Who cares? Buy something that's going to cash flow, because these numbers are very important for our community and our generations as a collective. Because it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Let me tell you.
Snoop said it the best, baby. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
At the end of the day, you want to bring your people with you. You know, I always tell people it's never lonely at the top when you bring people with you. And that saying, it comes from people always wanting to keep their intellectual property to themselves and not share with you what they've done to get to where they are. You guys have a benefit, because if you're here, you're a certified gem dropper. Drop some gems in the comments.
Let's put the gems in the comment, baby.
And
please.
Beyond that, you are committed to learning more about investing in real estate, buying real estate, developing real estate, all things real estate to help build generational wealth for you and your family.
Look, we said a lot. You know, we're coming up on like 35 minutes of this episode right now. Almost 7 p.m. here in New York. My words I want to say to everybody, my probably final words, because this is not going to be a long, drawn-out episode, people. We just wanted to give y'all some stats, give y'all some numbers, and kind of wake some of y'all up who are not really tapped into this homeownership movement that Kiana and I are on. And we want to give y'all some color behind this of why we're so passionate about this. And I'm going to take, and I saw a few people in the comments like, yo, Matt, celebrate those wins. We want to see it. So,
see?
Okay.
See?
We're going to start celebrating these wins. You know what I mean? Because you know what? If that's going to inspire you guys to say, you know what? Look at this person. They did it. I can do it too. Then you know what? We close a deal damn near every day. So I'll start posting to inspire you guys.
I'm going to tell you something. People love it. And I'm going to just give you my like thoughts about it. I kind of stopped doing it. You guys know I was a part of this television show, and I have all these PR people telling me what I should and shouldn't do. And now you have all these followers, and it went to don't celebrate people on your page. And I'm like, celebrate.
Why would they tell you that?
That's why you got to not hire the right. That's why I no longer have PR. Never really did. It was consultations. I don't need PR. My PR comes from Jesus. Let's start there.
Hold on. Yo, your PR stuff for Jesus.
My PR is Jesus. And beyond that, I feel like it was like, it's what happens is the more that you grow as a person, you can't go away from the core, your core values and what your big why is. I enjoy closing days. I enjoy celebrating my clients. I enjoy tagging them, and they enjoy being highlighted because nobody knows what they went through those 30, 45 days behind the scenes, which can get brutal sometimes. To finally celebrate them, if they want to be celebrated, if they want to let the world know, hey, I bought a house, we need to make sure we do that because it's a big deal. And there's other people that could just scroll that app and see the joy of one person and decide, you know what, I want to buy a house. Whether it's with us, whether it's with someone else, it just can spark that joy. Like, if they can do it, I can do it. That's why telling our stories are important. That's why when we do closing day, we're not just posting closing day. We're telling their stories. Our stories are important because what they do is they inspire other people. That's all I got for that.
Man, you just inspired me. I feel like I got so many stories to tell now that I haven't been telling. So I'm going to start telling my story. And Jesus is my PR also.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So PR starts with Jesus first and foremost. And you know what? We're going to inspire. We want to continue to inspire you, our folks, to buy real estate, buy smart, most importantly. So you know what? Let's give them three actionable items that they can take from this episode on that can possibly help them with buying a piece of property. I would say number one, get your mind right and your credit right.
Yes.
Right. A lot of you guys got bad credit. Fix your credit, please.
Fix your credit. I would say number two, down payment assistance and grant programs and NACA, all of those programs are still out there. What you have to do is connect with the agent that also has a relationship with the lender that offers those programs so you can understand how they may work in your city. There is a lot of government funding out here that can help you to get to that road of home ownership. And I feel like you guys get discouraged because you hear us talking about this loan may not be accepted, that loan may not be accepted. It depends on the property. It depends on the location. So don't get discouraged. Get with a professional. Understand what you qualify for. So that way you can't use the excuse of not being able to get any money as an excuse, especially if you might qualify. You didn't even try.
Absolutely. I say take advantage of, especially if you're a first time home buyer, take advantage of programs like NACA, where it's like 100% finance and down payment assistant programs. I mean, you can just Google down payment assistant programs and put whatever county you live in, and there'll be a whole list of things that will come up where you can guys can go and see if you qualify and apply. It may take some time, but be patient because the time is going to pass anyway, like Maya says.
And I have to have a shameless plug because in the Certified Gym Droppers community, we will be having a section that's all about down payment assistance and grants. And we'll be consulting with different agents from all over the country that are in our training groups to give us those programs. But it's only going to be there for our Certified Gym Droppers. Just a shameless plug.
Hey, drop a gem on them, son. Drop a gem on them in the comments because now we got DPA resources for you guys. And that's why we're saying in the gym dropping community. Now be the third thing I would tell you, actual items, is join the gym dropping community because Kiana and I are both very passionate about home ownership. We want everybody to be successful. And this is just another way for us to give you guys more information, more resources on a deeper level, not just here on the show, but you know, not on a one-on-one either, in a group form where we can really help you guys get to that next level. We want to be there to assist you. Like you said, Kiana mentors a lot of agents around the country. I mentor agents and loan officers around the country. We have so many different resources that's available to our communities. And we just want to be able to dig deep and do our part of helping increase the Black wealth with real estate.
Let's go.
Well, look, link is in the comments. I'm going to put the link right now again in the comments if you want to be a part of the gym dropping community. We would love to see you guys on the other side. I'm trying to get the link so I can put it up there. Okay, here's the link. I'm putting it right there.
And you Tooks, can also go, what's going on, Tooks?
Yeah,
this is, you had one job.
Tooks, you have one job today.
Yeah, one job.
One job, and that was the links, bro. But I just put the link, and it's going to be in the description. If you go to Rants and Gems IG or TikTok, we'll put the link there too. We want to see you guys on the other side. Be a part of the Certified Gem Droppers. And like I said, our first stop on the Rants and Gem Live Experience Tour is New York, March 5th. Special location. This will be free only for the Certified Gem Droppers community. Okay, we're going to tape 3 episodes. The guests that we have are phenomenal. They locked in.
They already lit.
We're going to have wine. We're going to have, you know, we're going to have some Jamaican food. It's going to be a whole vibe in New York. I'm trying to tell you, March 5th. So if you want to be a part of that live experience, the first stop on the tour, and this is going to be the only free live experience, right? Because this is our inauguration event, and we want it to be special for all the Certified Gem Droppers. So if you're part of the community, you will get the special invitation to join us in New York on March 5th, which is a Saturday, for the live experience. And then we'll announce tour dates later on, which the Certified Gem Dropper community will get discounts on those tickets. And then we're going to have networking events in the city where it'll be free for the gem droppers. So it's going to be a phenomenal place where we can collaborate, we can build, we can motivate each other, and we can push each other to, you know, hold each other accountable also, and push us to the next level for $34 a month. Like, it's almost free.
It's really a no-brainer, because it's one thing about, at least for me, a lot of my communication is agent to agent. So I'm excited to join a community so I can talk agent to consumer. Like, what should you interview an agent for? What questions should you ask? How should you do certain things? Like, it is going to be so amazing. I'm excited about this community. I hope you guys are too. And our Certified Gem Droppers, we look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Look, we look forward to it. This was a great episode. A lot of information on here about the history of Black homeownership in America. I hope you guys really do your own research. Start Googling your life away and just start looking at things like redlining.
Yes.
Start looking at housing segregation, you know, in the 20s, 30s, or whatever the case may be. Do your own research. You know, take an hour just to kind of see the history of all this and where we came from as Black people to get to the place where we are today, to be able to freely own some shit in America. It's absolutely phenomenal, but we got a long way to go, y'all. 60 years has passed since certain laws to break all that stuff up, and we're still in the same position percentage-wise than we were 60 years ago. We have to change that, and we have the power to change that because we spend a lot of money, all right? Yeah. So let's focus. Let's tap in. It's always assets over liabilities. That's we live by that in real life, and we want you guys to live by that too. So you got a final gem or anything else you want to add to this before we sign off on them?
Yeah, I'm going to say my final gem is do your own research, but consult with someone in your community. Consult with someone in your area that can advocate for your best interest and you can trust about your home ownership journey. It's not about being ready right now. Yours is about getting with someone that can get you ready later. And there are people that are dedicated to doing that. Of course, we'll have a shameless plug, a list of certified realtors that will be affiliated with our Gem Droppers community that we can refer you to that have the same principles that will lead you in the right direction. You're fearful because you're uneducated. So let's educate you. So that way you can stop being fearful and we can all do our part to change the wealth gap.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it. And look, if you want to be a part of the gem dropping community, again, this is not, we're going to give you education, but this is not like agent tools for success, or this is not the home buyer's blueprint where you're going to have pre-recorded content and stuff like that in there. No, this is not that, guys. So I want to be very clear. This is just more resources. This is more like a fan club, but it's going to be better than a fan club. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're going to give you resources.
We're going to give you real resources and real value. But if you're looking to do like anything of education, obviously if you're an agent, you got agent tools for success. And guys, we have EYL University is the number one business school in America. Make sure you guys tap in with that if you want to learn everything about financial literacy. EYL University, Home Buyers Blueprint, for all that pre-recorded classes every single week. That's like college, right? That's where you want to go. But the Gym Dropping community is to support the podcast, our number one fans, our gym droppers, and to give you guys exclusive access to certain things that you won't see on the podcast, right? So I just want to be very clear, because I don't want people to think they're going to be a part of this community and they're going to get courses and
this is our podcast community. You're just going to get resources, and we will bring people in. I would say it's not going to be class. It's more of Q&A. It's like
it's Q&A.
And we're going to bring people in that taught you. Like if we can bring someone in that built a community and you can do a Q&A, that is going to be like life changing. Oh,
you got to think about the people we've had on the show so far. We've had the Julian Gordons, the Pam Brown Courtneys. I mean, we've had so many different megastars. Chris Senegal. We've had Welby at My Best 197. I mean, we had Doug Depp on the show, and I'm pretty sure all of these folks that I just mentioned, once they know about this.
Maya's episode is going crazy with that USDA Direct. She's ready.
Maya with the USDA. There's so many questions on that. So, you know, folks like that, they're going to come on weekly because people are listening to these podcasts and in the comments asking questions, and we see that. And it's very difficult to answer all these questions. So we want to be able to provide an outlet for people who are rocking with Rants and Gems.
Right.
Another added value to be able to now get your questions asked and answered on that particular topic and keep going. Right. And
share your win. Share your processes. There's nothing like having a community of like, listen, I'm shopping for a multifamily. Who can help me on that? Oh, I just bought my first investment property. I'm in the middle of a flip. What color should I paint the walls? This is the, because I know I can tell you, your friends and family's tired of you talking about real estate. you need to be in a community of people that want to talk to you about it. Trust
absolutely. Me. Absolutely. It's a support system. Yes, you know, it's a support system. And you'll be able to, you know, get access to episodes early and really do a deep dive with these folks, man. So we're excited about it. Like I said, March 5th is our inauguration event in New York. Secret location. It's only for the Gym Droppers community. You have to be a part of the Gym Droppers community to know where we're going to be at, to know who the guests are, et cetera, et cetera. And if you ain't part of it, you're just going to see the content and be like, damn, I should have been a Gym Dropper. You're like, damn, I should have been there, because I'm telling you, it's going to be lit. If you know how we do here at EYL Network, you already know we only bring the biggest and the baddest and the best.
And
right?
That's it. Please believe that we're going to vet some really great people to give you guys value. It's all about a value. Like, I want you guys to learn. I want to learn. I get excited about the interviews. We want you guys to be just as excited.
Absolutely. So, look, man, let's get up out of here. We've been on here for like 45 minutes already.
All right. We did our thing.
Again, link is in the comments if you guys want to join. We'll see you guys on the other side. My name is Matt Garland. NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson, broker extraordinaire, license number 317576. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Rants and Gems show.
All right, y'all. Peace out.
Bye.
Peace.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.